Tonight's intention on the Solemnity of St. Patrick is for New York City and its recovery. Today is a big day for New York City. After a two-year hiatus because of the pandemic, the St. Patrick's Day Parade is back, and almost in all, COVID restrictions no longer exist. This is a great sign of recovery from the pandemic, and we can learn something from St. Patrick, the patron of our archdiocese, about our recovery. He was born in the 4th century, probably in Scotland, and he was captured by Irish marauders and sold as a slave to an Irish chieftain. For 6 years, he tended the flocks of this captor. During his captivity, he prayed many times throughout the day. One of the quotes that we have from one of his works, Confession, states, "The faith grew in me, and the spirit was roused." He prayed as many as 100 prayers in one day. It's hard to believe that a man who is enslaved for 6 years by foreign people didn't brood over this slight, over this enslavement, that he didn't resort to hatred and violence, but instead he turned to God in prayer. He moved closer to God and tried to live the Christian life even under those horrible circumstances. And it was actually a time of preparation for his future apostolate to these peoples, to the Irish people, the ones who captured him. And so, talk about bringing good out of evil. He learned their language, the Celtic language, during his captivity, and learned about Druidism, a pagan cult that was prevalent in Ireland at the time. And so learning about the language and this pagan cult would eventually help his apostolate. After 6 years of being captive to the Irish, he escaped. He escaped to Britain, back home. And St. Germain, a great bishop, guided St. Patrick, guided him in the spiritual life and missionary work. Eventually, Patrick was ordained a priest, and he continued to be a companion of Bishop Germain to fight heresy. One heresy that was prevalent at the time was Pelagianism, and that's a very ancient heresy that involves thinking falsely that we can get to heaven on our own, that we don't need God, we don't need his grace to get to heaven, and it's a matter of us constantly praying. Pray more rosaries, and it's just about us and what we do, rather than on God's wonderful grace. And so, eventually, Pope Saint Celestine I entrusted Saint Patrick to convert the Irish, this great mission, and Patrick was ordained a bishop before leaving for Ireland. So eventually, Patrick returned to his captor's homeland in Ireland, and the Druids couldn't silence him or kill him. They tried. They tried to prevent him from converting them and for just being there. The first thing that Patrick did was return to his captor, and he paid the ransom for his freedom. That's amazing that he would approach the captor, someone who enslaved him for 6 years, and in a way forgive this man. Then he kept winning over more of the leaders, more of the people of Ireland through his humility and meekness, and not through violence, what they were known for. And so he taught them about the Trinity using the shamrock. That's very popular to talk about. And then he continued to organize parishes and dioceses throughout this nation, instructing the chieftains and the people. No fewer than 12 times did he and his companions were seized. And many times they tried to kill him. He was enchained again, and there was a death sentence on his head. However, he was somehow liberated by God's grace, by God's divine providence. God had a plan for St. Patrick, and it wasn't violence. It was giving Jesus Christ to to these people, the pagans. And so it would have been easy for Patrick to never return to Ireland, but he still did. And he gave these people love, truly love. So how does St. Patrick have to do with us now? Our diocese, the patron of this archdiocese is St. Patrick, because so many Irish immigrants came here over the past centuries. And even these people, these Irish Catholics, were no stranger to persecution throughout their time here. Even from the very beginning of the founding of New Amsterdam, when this was a Dutch colony, Catholics were persecuted for their religion. In 1700, Catholic priests were prohibited from entering the city. And this law wasn't repealed until 1784. Irish New Yorkers were no strangers to persecution then, in the 1900s as well. And New Yorkers are no strangers to hardship now, especially these past 2 years from the pandemic. In a way, we were slaves to the coronavirus. We were its captors in some way, but not completely. Fear, isolation, confusion about this threat invisible to naked eye really held us prisoner. We sent our prayers up to heaven for deliverance from this present evil that overshadowed the world and the city. But our hope was in God. We were captive and away for 2 years, Patrick for 6. He chose not violence or hatred and bitterness. He chose God and prayer. And he offered up these sufferings, I think also for his captors. And he came back to convert them. So what we can learn from our recovery is that we all have wounds. None of us are strangers to different wounds, especially those in the 1800s that came here and persecuted, 1900s and so on, Catholics throughout New York City. And St. Patrick is our model right now, our model and example to live as Christ lived, through love, not violence. And so Jesus Christ, as he was for Patrick, is our divine physician. And we can ask St. Patrick to intercede for us as our patron right now, to give us a special grace that he received hundreds of years ago. And so may we today, with all these celebrations, I guess this opening up of the city, continue to ask our patron, St. Patrick, to intercede for us so that God bestows on us a special grace to recover after our captivity.